KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with YouTube star Hannah Hart. She parlayed the success of her immensely popular series, My Drunk Kitchen, into a New York Times bestselling book of the same name, and has just released her memoir, Buffering, another New York Times bestseller. Today, we're here to talk about five songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Hannah, thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me. This is so rad. It's like a dream come true.
Very cool. Well, what's the first track you got for us?
The first track I have is number 88 by Lofang. Lofang is a band I really, really love. Their album Blue Film is actually the album I listened to almost on repeat while writing Buffering. So I thought it would only be appropriate to play number 88 first.
Give it up, nothing matters.
The feeling of the song, I felt like really encompassed actually what it feels like to be in what I like to think of as a downswing. That feeling you have when you wonder if life will ever be different from the way it is right now. It's like mournful but hopeful. There's something in it that's a little bit triumphant, almost as if you want things to be different, but you don't know how or when they will be, or if they will ever be, but you're still hoping that they will be.
That was Lofang with number 88. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Okay, the next track is a track called Murakami by Maiden Heights. I love this band. So kind of following after number 88, this is like the next feeling you walk into, which is like, what kind of rhythm do you need to pull your life forward? Any kid that grows up as a child of trauma or grows up in like a quote-unquote dysfunctional household or a household where, you know, you have a lot of unorthodox memories. There's a line in this song that says, it's just a story, though. Is it a story? I can't tell if it happened because it felt impossible. Don't know whether it was real or dream. Imagination playing tricks on me.
It's just a story, though. Is it a story, though? I can't tell if it happened because it felt impossible. Don't know whether it was real or a dream. Imagination playing tricks on me.
Having to get the strength to be able to accept the past is something that I think a lot of people try and avoid. You know, kind of those moments where you're like, well, actually this happened, you know? And that you can still have your healthy, happy, normal life and have survived through rougher experiences.
Right. Well, here it is, Maiden Heights with Murakami.
Ain't that a story though, like you and you and all. Somebody switching the digits up on my Casio. Don't know whether this is real or a dream. Imagination playing tricks on me.
That was Maiden Heights with the song Murakami. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Okay, so this is more fun. The next track actually really reminds me of my coming out journey. I came to terms with my sexuality in college, and this song, Cookie by Dessert, it talks about that feeling of like, you make me feel like this, but I like it. Like, I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to be like this, but I like it. You know, and you can't help it. And so for me, that was falling in love. You know, I thought that I had been so broken that I could never fall in love with somebody. And I repressed my sexuality so deeply for religious values that I just was like, well, you know, it would be even worse than never having love would be falling in love with, like, a woman, you know, because it couldn't be that I'm just gay, right, guys? Right, everybody? Is that cool? Oh, no. And then I got to college, and I met my first girlfriend, and we kissed, and it was incredible. And it was hard, though, because I didn't want to feel that way. But I liked it.
Something I don't wanna be, but I like it.
know, so many love songs, frankly, do come from a heterosexual perspective. Do they still speak to you in that kind of way?
Yeah, it's kind of like you just tune gender out when you're listening to a love song. It's really just about the feeling. Now, I'd be hard-pressed to describe this as a love song. It's more like a mental state song.
Fair enough.
But I think that a lot of love songs apply to everyone. And, you know, I wish we could all just use they, their pronouns, but it doesn't really bother me, I guess.
Well, here's Dessert with the song Cookie.
You made me something I don't wanna see, but I like it. Something I don't wanna feel, but you made me something I don't wanna be, but I like it. Something I don't wanna do, but you made me something I don't wanna see, but I like it. Something I don't wanna feel, but you made me.
That was Dessert with the song Cookie, as selected by our guest, Hannah Hart. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track I want to do is by one of my new favorite artists, Jack Garrett, and it's called Breathe Life. One of the major points I talk about in Buffering is the process of trying to save my mom's life, which for us involved me conserving her, meaning taking over her legal guardianship. And the process is nearly impossible, meaning that the only reason I was able to conserve my mom was after years of planning, a month spent in the Bay Area with the court system, and the fact that I had the time to be able to go do that as a result of being in charge of my own career, being educated, and having gone through years and years and years of therapy. So all of those things. Oh, and I'm kind of famous. So with that fistful of just arm, with all of these advantages, it was still almost impossible. And I listened to this song to keep myself motivated.
That was Jack Garrett with the track Breathe Life. So what's the last song you got for us?
Well, the last song I have is Truth by Alexander. I believe in the power of just saying what's true. And I also believe that there are multiple truths for multiple people. But this is my truth. This is true for me. And there's a line in this song that says, my darkness is shining, your darkness is shining. And it talks about how when all the lights are shining, nothing's divided. And so I thought that that's kind of a beautiful message for the impermanence of life and the importance of just going out there and just putting yourself as honestly and authentically on the table as possible.
I've seen a million number doors on the horizon. Now which is the future you're choosing before you gon' die? And I'll tell you about a secret I've been undermined. Every little light in this world come from the vine.
The way you started your career is with fairly new technologies, with things like YouTube. Can you imagine what you would have been doing, say, 100 years ago?
100 years ago. Not voting, that's for sure, because as a woman, I don't know if I had the right yet. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I like to believe I'd still be writing. I've written my whole life. I love writing. And blessedly, pen and paper, writing is something that no one can ever take away. And in a weird way, I feel the same way about the way new media works. No one can take away your ability to tweet. Nobody can take away your ability to shoot a video and edit it together if you have that resource. Now that, you know, with the advent of pen and paper becoming available, ink becoming available, the printing press becoming available, all these new forms of thought happened. And in my opinion, this dawn of new media that we are having now is just the next iteration of that.
Well, here's the song from Alexander. This track is Truth.
Love me, 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 love me,
That was Alexander with the song Truth, as selected by our guest, Hannah Hart. Hannah, I want to thank you so much for coming down and speaking with us and sharing the music with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so great.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.